Democratic presidential frontrunner John Kerry spent yesterday campaigning in Texas, one of four southern states holding primaries this Tuesday, with his 9 out of 10 states showing on Super Tuesday. And with John Edwards out of the race, Kerry faces no major competitors in Tuesday's voting. Still, he's campaigning in all four states. And now his main rival is clearly President Bush. NPR's David Wellner was at a Kerry campaign rally last night in San Antonio, Texas, and has this report.
A Lyle Lovett tune warmed up an overflow crowd that was packed into a walled plaza in downtown San Antonio, decked with a huge flag of Texas. Those who came didn't seem to care that Kerry's victory in Tuesday's primary is already assured. Former Clinton administration cabinet member Henry Cisneros told the crowd that Kerry needs all the support they can give in the months ahead, as he goes mano a mano with President Bush.
The administration, Karl Rove and his pals, have hundreds of millions of dollars, and they play a cynical brand of politics. Watch for it, wait for it. But I want to tell you, in Texas, we're used to great figures who can take a punch and give a punch back.
Indeed, Kerry came out swinging at the San Antonio rally.
Oh, there was a great sign out here. Beat Bush, the worst president never elected.
But President Bush is by no means taking Kerry's jabs lying down. Talking to reporters at his ranch in Crawford, not too far away, and not long before Kerry spoke, President Bush said, in his words, raising taxes will make it harder for people to find work. Kerry hit back.
He's trying to suggest, he says, you elect John Kerry, he's going to raise your taxes. That's the old scare tactic, isn't it? And I just want to say back to the president, I hope this early in the campaign, he's not running so scared that he feels he's got to already depart from the truth in this campaign.
Both party champions now truly seem to have their gloves off and are running nearly even in polls. But Kerry remains at a huge disadvantage in terms of campaign reserves. As he does now at all his rallies, Kerry closed in San Antonio, pleading for money.
I ask you to join me. For those of you who could afford it, I know some people can't, but if you can, come to johnkerry.com. Come and contribute $10, $20, $50. Help us fight back against their millions upon millions of dollars of special interest, and let's make the American people the special interest that's worth fighting for in this country.
But there's also a paradox. While he's grown bolder in his attacks on the president, Kerry has become more inaccessible to reporters. He's not held a news conference in more than a week. His spokesman, David Wade, says that's because Kerry's voice has been too hoarse. It could also be a sign that Kerry's become more cautious, trying to stay on message. Wade says Kerry's swing through the South shows his determination not to miss convincing a single voter that he's the man to elect in November.
These are states that we believe will be competitive, and that we believe he can beat George Bush. He wants to start that process as early as possible.
In the prize fight that got underway this past week, Kerry's clearly determined not to be put on the defensive. But the president has shown he's coming out of his corner swinging, too. David Wellner, NPR News, San Antonio, Texas.